How do you spell a book? I'll teach you right now. B as in, book. And O as in OBGYN. And K as in OK. But I won't read that book about an OBGYN anytime soon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Your Normal Books. My name is Kalen. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing pretty good. I'm sorry about not putting an episode out last week. I had to work the entire weekend. I also have restarted taking my antidepressants, and I was dealing with some side effects from that. So with working, what was it? Almost 60 hours a week, and on top of starting up a medication, I was exhausted. And the side effects were kicking my ass. So, other than that, yeah, we're gonna go back to every single week an episode out. So, I did watch all the Marvel movies. I finished those. I thought about watching Loki. I did watch an episode of it, and I just wasn't getting into it. So I kind of just like, you know what, I'm done with Marvel for right now. But, I started to watch Supernatural. And so I originally had watched it before. I made it all the way to like season 8 or 9. So I'm starting back at the beginning, and I'm watching it all. I'm gonna try to get to the end of it, because I realized I can watch a movie until the end, but I've only ever seen, I think, one TV series all the way to the finale, maybe two. Because one for me, it's like once a TV series gets a little bit like too complicated, I'm out. Like it starts off simple and then it just complicates itself over and over and over again. So I that's kind of why I stopped watching Supernatural to begin with. So then I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna get back into this. I like it. We're gonna finish this out. I was watching an episode today, and they were talking about of Lucifer. And so I started thinking about this. So it makes you wonder what Lucifer looks like. Does he, because we've got so many different representations of what Lucifer, the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, what he looks like. Some say that he... God, what was it? In it is The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, I think is what it's called. How they did their representation of Satan, Lucifer, the devil, whatever they called him. I don't think it was Dark Lord. He had the like body of a man, head of a goat. And that is one representation that we've seen in like literature and things like that. Another one is if you've ever watched the TV show Lucifer, he looks like a man, but then he's got this like, it's almost like a, skinned look to him. So there's that, Tenacious D, I mean, he was a big red guy with horns. There's just so many different ways that he looks like. I mean, he could have a set of white wings. Who knows? So I don't know, just seeing just wondering what everyone's like different representation of like the devil is. It's just, it's interesting to me because there's so many different like ways that people see this or have jotted it down in history of like, this is what the representation of this is. And same with Grim Reapers. I remember, God, I can't remember how old I was, and it was the first time I had watched The Frighteners. I fucking love that movie. If you guys have a chance, watch The Frighteners. It was a movie that came out in the, I want to say, like, early to mid-90s. It had Michael J. Fox in it, along with others that I don't know who they are. It was, you had the, they showed this representation of that looked like a reaper with the hood over its, hood over, you couldn't see the face at all. Kind of like what you would see in the cartoon show Billy and Mandy's Grim Adventures. Other times you have the Reaper represented as just like a spirit, a person, almost would look like an undertaker. I find that fascinating, like the way that we all think, that we all see this, how we imagine it looks different for each of us. It truly is fascinating to me. All right, so before I get into more in-depth on other things, we're actually going to get into our book. Our book this week is Love Me Whole by Nikki James. About Nikki, she lives in a small town in Canada with her son and husband. She is following her dreams of writing novels. Our characters in this are Vaughn, Oren, Evan, Cohen, Reed, Cove, Theo, and Rain. There's a trigger warning. Characters in this experience abuse, physical, sexual, and emotional. Also, there's talk of self-harm. So Vaughn is a 35-year-old man who is just, like, you know, tired of his job. Maybe not tired, but bored with his job. So he is going back to school for marketing. In his marketing class, he sees this guy. He comes in, looks very shy, just keeps his head down, kind of just like, you know, like, you've probably seen like someone that might have like walked like this, like curled into themselves as much as they could. What Vaughn realizes is that when Oren walks into class, there is quite a few students that are just making fun of him. So the class, they're told to do a group project. And so Vaughn's just like, you know what, I'll ask Oren to be my partner. Like, he looks like he could use a friend. I don't really want to deal with any of these younger kids, because you have to realize a lot of these kids are between 18 and 22. So he is over a decade older than all of them. So he goes up to Oren, he's talking to him about it, and all of a sudden, they're outside and they're talking about it, and, all the other students come out, and you see this change come over Oren, and he gets, it almost seems like he gets taller, but he stands up straighter. He gets this, like, mean look, like he holds himself like this very angry person, and he just walks away. So Vaughn's kind of just like, what is going on? So the next class, he goes over to Oren, and he's just like, how do you feel about talking about doing the group project together? So after class they go, and Oren's just like, I don't know how much I can actually do this with you. Like, I was given permission by the teacher to, like, work by myself and Oren explains that he has dissociative identity disorder. This is a disorder where the person who has DID suffered either physical, sexual, and or emotional abuse as a child. And so the guys agreed to, you know, do this project together. I think it's like come up with a marketing plan, and they end up using where Vaughn works. Vaughn got permission from his boss to do this, and so they're doing like this whole marketing scheme of how to boost revenue and things like that. The guys, while working on the project, they start this friendship. And, you know, this is something Vaughn sees, that, you know, Oren might really need a friend in his corner. And over, and during that time, they both confess that, yes, they are both gay. And soon this friendship starts to become something more. And it's very slow going. And over the course of the months, Vaughn either meets or hears about the other alters. He does not call them personalities. He calls them alters. So we have Reed. Reed is a overprotective straight man who doesn't like anyone. Because of the trauma that Oren suffered, that's his reason for not trusting anyone. Theo, who's Reed's brother, is a organized man that does all the cooking to make sure that everyone has everything that they need. They believe that Theo is asexual. Rain is a 5-year-old boy. He is the son of Theo. He loves everything that is Batman. Every time that I read a part that had Rain in it, I absolutely loved it, because like Rain is such a fun character. And as a kid, yeah, you love superheroes. Me as a kid, I don't know if you would call this a superhero, but I loved Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. I fucking love that shit growing up. Cohen is a 19-year-old gay man who's very affectionate with people and has a crush on Vaughn. Then we meet Cove. Cove is the alter who took control during the abuse. Cove is self-destructive with cutting or hurting himself. Vaughn is learning triggers that Oren has, because anyone who has gone through any sort of trauma usually has triggers of some kind. And there are quite a few for Oren. So it's a learning process for Vaughn. And if Vaughn accidentally triggers Oren, Reed is the one that comes out. And Reed is just pushing Vaughn back with everything that he has. Because Reed does not... Reed says something to Vaughn, basically just like, I will trust you when Oren trusts you. Right now, he doesn't trust you enough for us to. And Oren also doesn't feel like he's enough for Vaughn. And this is a conversation that they have so many times. They're dating. And he always... Oren always uses the term normal. You need a normal boyfriend. You need a normal life. You need someone that's normal. Here's my question. What is the definition of normal? Because... looking at me and my own mental health struggles, am I normal? So you do wonder what the definition of being a normal person is. I don't know the answer. I have no idea. Do I think he has some different qualities to him? Of course. But there's nothing that says that he is not normal. There's a time where Vaughn walks in to Oren's house and finds Cove hurting himself. And after getting Cove to calm down, they talk and Cove tells him that he's ugly, he's worthless, and Vaughn realizes what Cove is seeing. Cove is seeing the body. So here's what I mean by that. Before this happened, Vaughn had a conversation with Cohen, and Cohen was just like, "This is not what I look like." And he's just like, "Well, tell me what you look like." And he explained kind of when he's in his own, I don't know how to put this, when Cohen isn't fronting, he's in his own world. He does things in his own world. And he has a look about him. And it's the same with every one of the other alters. Now, Vaughn does have a conversation with Cove. And it's just like, okay, tell me what you look like. And Cove is this, I think they said he had shoulder length hair, plays guitars, and has tattoos. But when Cove is fronting, he's in this body that he was just abused constantly in. And he doesn't love that body because it's not his. If that makes any sense. I don't think I explained that correctly. But the way that it is explained in the book explains it perfectly, in my eyes at least. Vaughn and Cohen, they actually have a relationship together. It's slow going because Vaughn is a little uncomfortable with it at first, but after having a conversation with both Cohen and Oren, it makes more sense to him this way. So they plan a weekend away for Oren's birthday. And it's actually where Cohen and Vaughn take their relationship to the next level. And now, I while reading this, I kind of wondered this. So Cohen and Vaughn, they were able to have sex together. And I don't know. This is something that I did wonder. Would Oren be able to feel what happened once he came back to fronting, or would he not notice that at all? I don't know. That's something that I kind of wondered. I just don't know. There comes a point where Cove actually hurts himself to the point where they're taken to the hospital and are under observation for about 3 days until it can be released. Before Oren can be released, he has to talk to his therapist. And the one thing that they talk about in this session is working on the open communications between all of the alters. And Oren keeps on suppressing Cove, and that's what's causing Cove to be as destructive as he is, because all the other alters are being given an outlet of some sort, but Cove is just being suppressed over and over again. If you suppress something, what happens? It blows up in your face majority of the time. So this is kind of what's happening here. And, you know, Vaughn states his opinion of it, and he's just like, you know what, I did have a conversation with Cove. What if you gave him a little bit more freedom? I'm not saying to get any tattoos or anything, but, he plays guitar. Let him get a guitar. Let him dress the way that he wants to dress. Just do things like that. Start off slow and then like talk to each other. Like build up that relationship and then go from there. See what else you can do to make him more comfortable. And Oren does take this into consideration and is going to talk to Cove about this. Also, the relationship with Reed is getting better. He's come to trust Vaughn just a little bit more than he used to. Oren is taking more college classes, and some of them are during the day when the college is a bit more packed with people. And so Cohen is actually the one that is taking these courses during the day. So it's around Christmas now, and Vaughn and Cohen, they go and they decorate the house, they buy gifts for Rain, because Vaughn's just like, you know, he is a 5-year-old boy. He shouldn't have to be told that he can't celebrate Christmas, so he gets all these gifts. So on Christmas morning, Vaughn is woken up by this overly excited Rain. Just, he's jumping on the bed. He's just like, it's Christmas. I have presents. We need to go downstairs right now. It is like 5 a.m. I remember being like that on Christmas as a kid, where like we would all wake up early, but we couldn't open any presents, but we were allowed to go through our stockings. That was the only thing we were allowed to do. And I might've said this before, I can't remember, but, me and my siblings, we would always look for a letter. So the letter would be a clue to whose gift was whose. Because growing up, we always had a code. Whether it be our birthstone or 1 year it was celebrities that we shared a birthday with. Another year it was like... there was one where it was like really weird and it took us forever to figure out. And I think it was like a very popular model, like a car model in the year that specific model came out. That one was weird. There might have been something else I remember there was one that took us 3 hours to figure out. Rain eats breakfast, he's eating chocolates, he's opening all his gifts, and they're all Batman, all about Batman. And a couple hours after this, Rain tires himself out that he takes a nap on the couch. And things start to get a little bit better from there. Oren's relationship with Cove becomes better. They start with henna tattoos, and later on, they'll decide if they want to make these more permanent. I don't think I'm saying that correctly. I don't think I am. Anyway, Vaughn moves in with Oren, and together they have a weekly get together with his best friend, Evan. Vaughn and Reed and Evan have their weekly hangouts to watch sports. Football is their big thing. Oren and Vaughn are able to be intimate with each other with no alters hovering. And that's huge. That is a huge leap. I think they had been together for over a year before that had happened. And after being together for over a year, Vaughn asks Oren to marry him, tells him that he had already asked Reed, Cove, and Theo for permission, or not permission, for their blessing. And he wants to know what Oren and Cohen think about this. And it is a resounding yes. Now we're at the wedding, and Vaughn's mom is having this like major freak out, just like everything's got to be perfect. Kind of what all moms do on a wedding day. They want to make sure everything's in order. And it's just like stressing. Like he's just like, mom, you need to like Vaughn tells his mom, like she needs to calm down. Everything's going to be fine. Just the slow your roll, that type of thing. But Evan comes in and is just like, hey, because Vaughn and Oren on two separate rooms at the church. He comes over and gets Vaughn. It's just like, Oren says he's feeling all switchy. So this day, it's wreaking havoc on Oren. And it's not because he doesn't want to get married, but it's just, he's not used to being in front of a lot of people. And it's something that they had talked about. They're just like, and Vaughn's just like, you know, it's okay if this is too much for you and Cohen wants to take the lead, that's fine. If you can handle it and you can do it, that's fine. All that matters is that you both are going to say yes, and I do, and that we're going to be married. Like, he goes, that's it. That's all I need. Cohen actually does take charge, and they are able to be married. And that is the end of the book. The one thing that I really love about this book is that you get to see the struggles that not only Oren and his alters are going through, but what Vaughn is going through as well. Because this is not a situation a lot of us are in. I don't know anyone with DID. I don't know how that affects day-to-day life. I don't know any of that. And just to see what Vaughn goes through in any given day, whether he actually gets to see Oren or not, and you get to see his struggles with it. And the one thing I love about Vaughn is that he never gets angry. There are times where, yes, he might get a little frustrated. And even dealing with when Rain comes out, because there's a I skipped over this completely, but there's a time where Vaughn and Oren, they're at a museum, but they get up to where like all the dinosaur bones are, and Rain comes out and he's all excited and running around, and yeah, Vaughn's a little embarrassed and scared, but he's just like, you know, he mans up. He realizes, you know, Rain's only a 5-year-old. He understands that Rain may not look like a 5-year-old at this time, but he is an actual 5-year-old. And, you know, there's going to be some times where it's hard. There's going to be some times where you yourself just want to break down and be just like, what am I doing? Am I strong enough for this? And, you know, there might have been times where Vaughn had to do that, where he had to think to himself, am I strong enough to do this? Is this something I'm capable of? And the answer always comes out to yes. Yes, I am strong enough to do this. Yes, I am capable of this. Yes, it's very humbling to read all this in a way, because here's the thing. You read it and then you think to yourself that this may sound bad, and I do apologize for that, but I read this and I think to myself, I am grateful I don't have anything like that. Yes, I have depression. Yes, I have anxiety. Oren has 5 other people inside him that aren't always fighting for supremacy, but it's just, I don't know. Oh God, I can't remember what I was going to say anymore. Sorry. Yeah, so what we're going to do now is, since that was a standalone, we are now going to pick our next book. I did do a little bit of a purge. I did take some series out where I don't think it's either the subject matter is too graphic or, you know, there's just not enough content in it to actually talk about. So I only took about a handful of stuff out, so we still have quite a bit to go. And then in the next couple weeks, I'll be putting some more in. So our next book is April Fools by Ivy Asher. This is a standalone. So that will be what we are doing next. I forgot to do this while I was spinning that. That's how long I've been out of this. You guys can find me on Raven Kennedy. It's Ivy Asher and Raven Kennedy. But you guys can find me on social media on Instagram and Twitter at Not Your Normal Books Podcast. You can also email me at notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Any book suggestions, any thoughts and feelings, anything that you have regarding any of the books that we have covered so far. That's all I got for you guys today. So I will see you guys all next week.